We're on our last day of tip of the nose. We're in the interface of our life. Every moment is an interface. And that's essentially the tip of the nose. In that then is concentration and focus and our choice of the moment, how we interact with it, etc. This picture is of my younger sister, my baby sister, who passed away this past December. And the smile on her face is a smile that was on her face through the entirety of her life, no matter what was going on. And it was because her interface with life was to notice when people needed help, when people just needed a smile to lift their spirits. She always noticed the interaction of the relativity of any given moment and her role within that relativity. And so the smile was genuine, as we can see here. There's a genuine, granted she's a little campy here on the beach, but there's a genuine quality to anyone who chooses to interact with life truthfully, honestly. So when we think of tip of the nose, we have, again, the vast and the small. It's the vastness of the whole world is the source of every breath. We have the small of our nose. That's literal. And then we have the small of ourself in comparison to the vastness of the world. We breathe out, not from our smallness, though. We breathe out from our fullness and breathe back into the fullness of the world. Then we have the tip of the nose is the yogic method of learning how to have meditative concentration. And the Sanskrit word for that is dharana. Then that has required that we come inside first, and that's the settling, step one. So coming inside, Sanskrit, is pratyahara, to withdraw from the externals and the stimulation of the externals. Then what we want to understand with tip of the nose is that here again is this interface of external and internal. In a very real sense, then, the tip of the nose is an event horizon. And the truth is that when we increasingly engage our moment, any moment, and as many moments as possible, with the attitude of brand newness, of not knowing the vastness that is in that moment, because that's the truth, then we have the possibility of bringing forward from ourselves an understanding of the usual small way that we interact with the moment. Now we have another Sanskrit word, vipassana. Vipassana means pure perception. So we are in the way of using the tip of the nose now as, well, this means interaction, intersection, event horizon. Between what? Between the big and the small. And it also means concentration, focus, attention, dharana. Well, if we put it all together, then we have awareness, bright, present, and interacting with every moment as a completely vast unknown that is brand new, and that we can bring our fullness, our vastness to, simply by being open to it. But as we interact with it kind of habitually, by rote, or personally reactively, then the vastness and all the confluence of influences that are in any given moment cannot be recognized. And then that smile that is the first step, Step one, I like the smile on my sister's face. That can't be there because we are in habit. Our head is down. We're in small focus. We're not realizing the richness that we can bring to a moment because that requires expanding. And we're not realizing the richness that the moment can bring to us. We smile. And we take a long, slow, deep breath. We sit up well. And we settle together. Breathing in and breathing out. Then we breathe, and specifically, we feel the tip of our nose. We feel its curve, its shape. Just feel it. No commentary other than to feel the shape which is curved at the tip of the nose. And we can feel that because breath is coming in and breath is following the contours of the tip of our nose. So we have to almost settle another layer of us, because to feel the subtlety of the senses is to once again settle the mind and just settle into the textures, the texture of the air, maybe the texture of its temperature. The texture of humidity or dryness, the texture of the velocity of the air as it comes in and comes across the tip of our nose. we can catch the mind if it wanders from this very simple, but actually very deep and pervasive instruction. And actually the goal of this instruction is to realize and experience that there are multiple forms of focus, multiple forms of attention. And the attention that our mind brings to detail actually requires that the detail be objective. Like words on a page, that's objective, or a visual outside of us. But we are being invited to feel a different kind of focus, the senses, and how they are attending to this moment and your breath. And as we breathe, we are doing this because the mental kind of focus that we use probably 90% of our day is again externally oriented and objectification oriented. And that means that the tremendous range of wisdom, of responsive actions, of response themselves, and intuitive pickup that is happening through all the rest of our senses that are being perceived by all the other instruments other than the cognitive mind, then these are largely being dismissed and not integrated into our awareness of the moment. So now let us feel breath coming in, feel its texture. It comes in across the sinuses, down the windpipe, to the lungs and the chest, and then we breathe out again, and it follows the same pathway. But really feel the wholeness of the world outside of your face. In the room in which you're sitting, the whole world's air is there. And so as breath comes in, it comes in almost like this vast funnel, and the funnel end is pointed at our nose, and then it comes in and across the sinuses, through the windpipe, to the lungs. Lungs exhale, inhale, exhale, and the whole process repeats. Every breath, though, is from the vastness of the world. We take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. And we breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self. And we realize we are light, breathing with and in the world. So before you go, what is the application? The application of step two, tip of the nose, is first and foremost concentration, but yogically understood, meditatively understood. It and it supremely will bring a practitioner to a settled, focused state if combined with what we did in step one. So we simply focus at the tip of the nose. That's classical meditation practice given to us by Patanjali and by the Buddha. Classical. Focus at the tip of the nose, eyes open or eyes closed. Try to have a non-deviating mind and you're good to go. one day, maybe today, concentration, meditatively understood, will occur, and then we stay focused, and that sustains it. But the practice of living awareness is not only a classical meditation practice, Raja Yoga and mindfulness, but it is also a tantric and a shamanic practice. It pulls from the excellence of multiple traditions and combines it all so that we can live it. So then, from the tantric point of view and the tantric practices, every moment is the moment for true meditative concentration. But what does that mean? That means every moment is the interaction of big, big, big reality and whatever we are determining is self-made reality. Whatever we think is real, that is the vast and the small. And the shamanic is that every moment of every day is a supreme teacher and a supreme teaching. And the only way we will come to recognize that, be joyous about whatever every moment is bringing us, because it is a teaching, because it is a teacher, is to drop into our senses. The analytical mind is a mind of denial. And that comes to us from the great ancient Hindu saying, actually, I think it's from the Vedas, the mind is the slayer of the real. It marginalizes an awful lot of data. And that data largely is sensate and holistic. So the shamanic and the tantric path say all of it matters. All of it is the moment and the possibility of awareness. All of it brings the textures of livingness into our life. None of it should be denied. None of it should be marginalized. All of it should be engaged. And that's the event horizon of the tip of the nose. So how do we live it? As an event horizon. We smile and be in the moment. As it is, true to the moment, and with a big smile. Love you all. Great your day.